You are listening to Christian Audio's production of My Best Friend's Funeral, a memoir by Roger W. Thompson. This book is read by Kaleo Griffith. This audio recording was produced in 2014 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition is published by arrangement with Thomas Nelson, a division of HarperCollins Christian Publishing, Inc., originally published in English as My Best Friend's Funeral, a memoir. Copyright 2014 by Roger W. Thompson. All rights reserved. Please visit ChristianAudio.com, Facebook.com/ChristianAudio, or Twitter.com/ChristianAudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. In memory of Paul Thompson and Tim Garrity. Note from the author. I have an ongoing fear of having my tires slashed. It's happened before. There was a girl I had a crush on in college who was also liked by a competitive list of others, many of whom were athletic stars on a variety of sports teams. I was not, so I played a different angle. As I made my pitch to her, I found myself editing my life through a set of filters I thought would increase my odds. I was in a band. I rode a motorcycle. I had awesome hair. It was all true. There was a longer list of less cool things about me, however, all equally true, that didn't make the presentation. What I remember most about our first date was the next morning seeing a half-inch slash in the back tire of my motorcycle. I would like to think it was because I made some soccer player jealous, but it could have been because she found out I wasn't the lead singer. Writing a book like this has similar risks. Our memories are imperfect, recalled through a process similar to making a cup of coffee. Bitter and undrinkable at first, as the beans are ground down, boiled over, and run through a set of filters, they become drinkable and shareable. I wrote these stories because I missed my friend, and through the writing he was back for a while. He was recalled through filters of a flawed memory, refined through furnaces of grief. And for a moment, we were once again laughing and playing music and paddling our surfboards into the sunset. Now those stories are about to be shared. Sharing stories requires an act of trust. You trust me to be truthful with the stories I tell and not bore you unmercifully in the process. And I trust you to give me the benefit of the doubt as I piece together memories scattered through decades-old corners of my mind. I tried to write these stories as accurately as possible, but by nature of storytelling, there will be some license I had to take. For example, early on it occurred to me as I wrote dialogue between Tim and me that there was no way I could remember exactly what was said so many years ago. I recall the emotions, the times and places, and the conversations, but not the exact words. In an effort to deal with this, I created a panel of friends, along with Tim's family, to review these stories and make sure his voice was remembered correctly. I've also created a couple of composite characters to protect identities, and because at 40 years old, it just feels awkward to call old girlfriends. But the events are true, as are the feelings they inspired. At times they may be more of an Instagram treatment than an exact photo. I've tried to write things as I remembered, or more honestly, as I felt them. For though we can't always recall the exact words that shaped who we are, we can recall the feeling of being shaped. That is what I've tried to do here. I live in the town where most of these stories take place. I grew up with Tim here. I married here. I'm raising my sons here. I anticipate running into people at the store or at the beach who will inevitably...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?